Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for being here today. While every holiday season is stressful, Californians are facing a new threat, one much more scary than a packed parking lot or an empty store shelf. The recent trend of large, organized groups committing theft at our brick-and-mortar retailers have left not only shoppers, but employees shaken and sometimes injured. We've all seen news accounts of store clerks being pistol-whipped, shoppers being pepper sprayed, and thieves using sledgehammers to threaten anybody in their way. And we've seen the most tragic of outcomes, a security guard for a news crew in Northern California covering the robberies being shot and killed. As a result, Californians are becoming discouraged from working or even shopping at our local small businesses. We cannot sit idly by and let these organized groups continue to believe they can prey on shoppers with no repercussions. Californians have had enough. That is why I'm introducing legislation to return an important tool to prosecutors while bringing these thieves to justice, preventing them from returning to our streets. Cross-jurisdictional charging is a powerful tool for district attorneys. It allows them to consolidate all instances of theft, to charge them in one court rather than multiple counties across the state. These large organized crime rings see freeways across county lines as their escape route from justice. But this tool will empower district attorneys like Eric Nasarenko to charge them with a full list of crimes, regardless of where the crimes were committed. This tool is not new. It was included when we passed the Organized Retail Theft Bill in 2018, but it was allowed to expire. We need to give law enforcement and our prosecutors the tools to fight organized retail theft. I'm very happy to have here today both Sheriff Bill Ayoub and District Attorney Eric Nasarenko to share why they feel this legislation is important to help keep California shoppers and workers safe. I will first call up Sheriff Bill Ayoub.